This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I wanted to talk to you about positioning. So I was reviewing some of the case evaluation videos that we've had some of our clients do. This is part of the virtual closing system. I wanted to tell you something I noticed. A few of the attorneys are being very accommodating and trying to help right away, which is great. You know, we've had some that say, hey, I can go to court for you. You don't have to go to court at all. I can handle everything for you, that kind of stuff. And I thought this was good. But I spoke to my main copywriter, who's also like really, really savvy. And he thinks very differently than I do, which is great. You know, our minds are totally different. So I'll come up with some stuff that he thinks is brilliant, and he'll come up with some stuff that I think is brilliant. I never would have thought about it. So he's telling me about positioning, and he I would say, is just a better at that than I am. He's just better. So he's telling me, he's like, you know, Rich, that's great that they're offering this help and saying they can do all this and that for the people. But frankly, it's probably too accommodating, and it would be better if they said, you know, for instance, you know, I'm really busy. And I'm not saying this to be a jerk, but I can't take all clients. I'm pretty selective about who I work with because I want to make sure based on my expertise and your case that there's a match there. So just letting you know that. Given that fact, let's go over your case and I'll let you know if I can help you. I'm not going to mess you around. If I can, I will. If I can't and I can't take your case, no problem. I'll try to refer you to someone that can help you. So he tells me, he's like, you know, imagine the attorney said that instead of like, oh, I can go to court for you. I can do this. I can do that. I'm available, you know, like that, instead of just trying to please the client. I said, yeah, you know, that's true. That would be much better positioning, and they'd come across as something much more desirable for the potential client. So I want to impart that lesson to you. It was a lesson that I had to be reaffirmed about, you know. Another thing that came to mind when he said that, I was driving in the car, and I was thinking, and by the way, it was to the grocery store, you know, with the sheltering in place stuff, just in case you're wondering. you know, I was in the car and I was thinking about universities, Harvard, MIT, Yale, Princeton, etc. And I was thinking about local community colleges. And I recently was listening to a podcast where they talked about the admissions process and how at a university, Harvard, etc., like everyone assumes, oh, it's so hard to get in. And they're told, applicants are told, we reject 93% of our applicants. And they make their applicants go through this crazy song and dance and write essays and, you know, debase themselves before the university, hoping to get in, begging to get in. And this allows the universities to charge exorbitant amounts of tuition. It's up to almost $70,000 a year. You know, I went to college. I graduated, you know, really about 20 years ago, 22 years ago. And it was $25,000 for the best universities. And now it's like $70,000. But the point is, the universities have tremendous positioning, and everyone knows it. Everyone wants to get in there. And if you're a company and you're hiring out of there, you want Harvard grads, you want Yale grads, Princeton grads, etc. So they have like this uber powerful brand, and they built up this tremendous positioning. And then imagine this, you know, if you go to Harvard and then you get hired by Google or Microsoft or Apple. I mean, that just continues. Like, you're even more desirable from there. And now if you want to go and do another company or get hired somewhere else, someone looks, wow, look, Harvard grad. Then they went to Google. Then they went to Apple. Then Amazon. We got to pick this person up. I mean, they're gold. So that's the power of these huge, powerful brands. Okay, how does this relate to you as an attorney? Back to positioning. Well, you're not going to be the Harvard necessarily, okay, or the MIT. But you can capture a little bit of that magic with some of the scripts like I just told you about in the beginning of this podcast, and increase your positioning and your authority and all that. That's why we come up with these systems. I'm here to help you guys and gals get better clients, get better behaved clients, ones that'll pay your retainer fees without fighting, even in a world of low ballers and these junior attorneys that just charge nothing. I want you to be able to fight against them and have this expert authority positioning. So again, that's why we've got the virtual close system. That's why we've got these scripts. That's why we've got Speakabook to help you author a book. That's why the way we do your SEO and your marketing is all geared to increase your authority in the eyes of your potential clients and be a thought leader and be a desirable attorney that can command deserved higher fees. So this is a bit general, but I hope this helps you. And I want you to think about your positioning, your authority, and your brand in the sense of how authoritative it is, how powerful, how desirable are you to work with, and how can you create more of that? If you need help with any of these things, let us know. Call 888-225-8594 or go to speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.